Good Tuesday morning, beloved. And, yeah, wake up. Let's start the day off together in God's Word. Today we're in Psalm 138. This psalm is a prayer of thanksgiving for God's love and care, and the writer expresses trust in God's promises. Again, God's saving word for us this week is praise and thanksgiving. So let's begin. I thank you, Lord, with all my heart. I sing praise to you before the gods. I face your holy temple, bow down, and praise your name because of your constant love and faithfulness, because you have shown that your name and your commands are supreme. You answered me when I called you. With your strength, you strengthened me. All the kings in the world will praise you, Lord, because they have heard your promises. They will sing about what you have done and about your great glory. Even though you are so high above, you care for the lowly, and the proud cannot hide from you. When I'm surrounded by troubles, you keep me safe. You oppose my angry enemies and save me by your power. You will do everything you have promised. Lord, your love is eternal. Complete the work that you have begun. And today's key verse is Psalm 138, verse 1. I thank you, Lord, with all my heart. You know, in verse 2, the psalmist talks about God's constant love and faithfulness. You know, God cut covenant with the people of Israel, with Abraham and the descendants. And this covenant was entirely contingent upon God. All that the children of Israel had to do was obey God, keep his commandments. But no matter how far they fell into sin, they have always been and always will be God's chosen people. In the same way, Jesus Christ made a covenant with us through his own blood. And once we have him as our Lord and our Savior, he is always going to be our God. I thank you, Lord, with all my heart. Let us pray. I thank you, Lord, with all my heart. Your love and faithfulness are constant. And I call out to you. And today I thank you for, and right now I just want you to think of the first thing that comes into your heart that God has done for you. For me, I thank him for my wonderful wife of, 52 years now. Oh my goodness. Thank you, Lord, for the blessing that you've given me. For many of you, that may be something else, but just this moment, I thank you, Lord, for that thing God has put on your heart just now. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, well, our Tuesday morning has come to an end. Tomorrow we'll be in Psalm 144, where a king thanks God for victory. Until tomorrow, then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.